RP stands for Received Pronunciation. It's also referred to by some people as being the Queen's or the King's English, on the grounds that it was spoken by the monarchy. And sometimes it's referred to as BBC English, because it was traditionally used by the BBC in its broadcasts. RP is a variety of English pronunciation. This variety is commonly called, it's an accent, although people would say that RP has no accent. All varieties of English are an accent in their relation with one another. And RP is very indicative of a person's social and educational background. A person who uses RP will typically speak this kind of English because of their upbringing or the fact that they belong to certain social groups. And in Britain, RP is, if you speak RP, you're perceived to be more educated, and you will perceive to be perhaps even more honest, according to some studies that are done. Of course, this has no reality in truth. In fact, in recent decades, many people in England have asserted the value of other regional and class accents. And many people, especially younger people, who have traditionally used RP, have begun to use and be more proud of their regional accents. How RP is useful is for when you are studying language for academic purposes, or if you're studying language, basically, because when you look in a dictionary for some pronunciation guidelines, then it's good to know that there is one kind of standard. And that standard doesn't necessarily mean that the others are non-standard. It's just that you have to have one standard which you adhere to. So RP is the norm used by linguists, and it is against these norms that other accents can be studied. Importantly, RP is no better or worse than any other accent. That said, you might wish to have an English pronunciation which is like RP, but that's a question of personal choice. I think for my own sake, I really very much like the Southern American English usage. It sounds so wonderfully comfortable and relaxed. So, and I dislike, for example, Birmingham English. I don't dislike people from Birmingham, but I dislike how it sounds in my ears. But that's a personal choice.